President of the 64th Session of the World Health Assembly, fellow Vice President, Director General, Honorable Ministers, Heads of Delegation, the media, distinguished delegates. Mr. President, on behalf of the delegations of countries in the African region of the WHO, I would like to congratulate you on your election as the President of the 64th Session of the World Health Assembly. I wish also to congratulate the Vice Presidents and other elected officials. I trust that with your distinguished pedigree, that you will ably preside over the affairs of this session and steer the direction of the organization successfully in the next 1 year. Let me thank the Director General for her inspiring speech. Ebullient and dynamic way she has been handling the affairs of our organization, and in particular for her support for the African region's interests. Madam, we have continued to remember the people, and we join you to always remember the people. We, the ministers of health in the countries of the Africa region, support the new focus on non-communicable diseases, the NCDs, which constitute a major public health problem in our region. What we wish to be included in the areas of concentration include the mental health, hemoglobinopathies, injuries, and violence. We, however, wish to caution that this new focus must not result in a reduction in investments in communicable diseases. We support the global direction towards having a program of intervention for the NCDs, which we believe will be captured at a high-level meeting scheduled for September 2011. Particularly for Africa, the cost of intervention will be cheaper if we focus on prevention strategies which hinge on lifestyle changes. We wish that the NCDs were like the childhood diseases, because in the case of childhood diseases, the surest means of preventing them is the use of vaccines and immunization. Mr. President, you will recall that this is the 11th year after the declaration of the NDGs. We, the ministers of health in the Afro region, acknowledge that maternal and newborn mortality is a major public health problem in our countries. We also note the growing concern that the prospects of attaining the Millennium Development Goals 4, 5, and 6 are not as bright as they should be in many countries of our region. The slow progress towards universal coverage with essential health-related NDG interventions may not be unconnected with the waning commitment to NDGs 4, 5, and 6 in the past decade. Attention of funding agencies, donors, and governments have gradually shifted to other parallel disease control programs. More worrisome also is the complexity of or congestion of the players in today's public health field. Aid is often directed to vertical programs with no commensurate allocation to address health systems holistically. In the bid to support government, the role of many international organizations and NGOs has become unclear, and many times resources are less efficiently and effectively utilized. We are concerned and even alarmed that at a time when most of our countries are still having serious difficulties in their quest to attain the NDGs, the World Health Organization, which is the leading specialized United Nations agency on health, is experiencing very severe financial shortfalls. We would like to passionately appeal that response to this situation must be designed in such a way that WHO's capacity to provide robust technical assistance to countries generally and in the Africa region in particular must not be weakened or jeopardized. Mr. President, we would like to remind and strongly persuade the donor countries and organizations who have made commitments of aid to Africa over the past decade to redeem their pledges without further delay. This is critically important in order to forestall a rapid decline in the gains and achievements made in health over the years. On our part, African countries will strive harder to increase our domestic resources for the health sector. We have also agreed, in principle, to create an emergency fund for epidemics in Africa. We shall do more to mobilize financial resources from non-governmental sources through public-private partnerships, as well as pursue the objective of producing more health for the money while looking for more money for health. We reaffirm our commitment to initiatives aimed at accelerating the attainment of the health-related MDGs, including the United Nations Secretary General's Global Strategy for Women and Children's Health and the African Union Declaration on Scaling Up Towards Universal Access to HIV/AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria-Related Services. Mr. President, Madam Director General, distinguished delegates, on malaria specifically, Africa greatly appreciates all the various types of assistance and support received from a wide community of international donor agencies and governments. Our governments have also invested significant resources in the fight to control the use of deadness to control this problem. However, it has been observed that adopting the use of deadness as a priority intervention would not accelerate progress towards getting rid of malaria. We think at this point, instead of rolling back malaria, we should be thinking of eventually rolling back the net. We are therefore proposing that, as has been done in some other countries in the world, our goal in Africa should be elimination and later eradication of malaria from our beloved continent. Towards this end, we need to shift emphasis to strategies such as larvicide, indoor residual spraying, and other environmental-based interventions. It would be appreciated if the WHO could let this impression influence it to redesign its global, regional, and country malaria program architecture. The African group reaffirms our commitment to WHO reforms to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the organization and strengthen its leadership role in international health, including providing increased support to health systems of developing countries. Recognizing that many pharmaceutical manufacturers, particularly from the African region, have deployed significant efforts to ensure that their products achieve WHO pre-qualification, but have been unable, thereby denying them the opportunity to compete for the manufacture and supply of drugs and diagnostic in the midst of increased international funding, further undermining investment in pharmaceutical innovations in the country affected, we request the Director General to review the WHO pre-qualification program to make it more responsive to the needs of developing countries. Priority should be given to strengthening national drug regulatory authorities. Mr. President, in most of the countries in our region, we have recorded significant achievements in the control of some priority diseases such as guinea worm, poliomyelitis, and HIV/AIDS. We have flagged off the decade of action on road safety and road traffic injuries. We are also accelerating the introduction of new vaccines as a strategy towards the reduction of child mortality and prevention of cancers. Overall, on behalf of the African region, I would like to assure this esteemed assembly that despite huge problems confronting us, we will not be discouraged, but rather see our present challenges as an opportunity to strengthen our national health systems, strive towards universal access to essential healthcare package, and generally improve the quality of life of our people. I thank you for your attention.